Casper. And first thing on the agenda is to approve the minutes of March 4th. Representatives, John?
So moved.
Okay. He has moved. All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The minutes stand approved as read. Thank you. And Representative Lehman, welcome to our committee and to your guest as well. Please state your name and proceed, please.
Yes, hi. Thank you, Chair Mason. Thank you so much. Yes, I am Representative Sandy Lehman, and I'm representing Itasca County here today and Harris Township. And thank you all for coming, and I really appreciate scheduling this meeting to hear this bill. I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. It's a really straightforward bill. But it's a little unusual, and I'll just give you a brief description, and then I'm going to turn it over to my testifiers here to talk. But I'm here today to talk about annexation, and as you know, there's statutes that govern annexations. And in this case, normally we would get a petition from 20 voting residents that would sign the petition and say that they agree to the annexation. The issue today is that we don't have 20 voting residents living in the area to be annexed. And so it actually requires legislation. And so here today are all the parties involved, really. The chair, Ken Halbrook of Harris Township, and the county administrator from Itasca County are really the two parties that are involved, and they can talk about the project more in depth, Madam Chair.
Okay. And if the testifier would just state your name for the record and proceed.
Good morning, Madam Chair. My name is Ken Halbrook. I'm in Harris Township Board of Supervisors. I'm currently serving as the chair. I'd like to tell you just a bit about Harris Township. It was founded in 1909. We currently have a population of 3,231 and 6 square miles. Most of that residents are situated around Pekegama Lake, all around the lake. Typical township, it's 36 square miles. We have 26 and a half miles of paved roads, another 7 miles of gravel roads, and we are urban township with a 5-member board. The particular area that we're looking at is situated in the north west corner of the township. It's a point that juts out into the lake. But by the way the boundaries have been drawn, it kind of sits off by itself in an unorganized township, and the only road that services that area starts out currently as a township road, then goes to an unorganized road, which is controlled, I guess the proper word to it, by the county. And then it makes a curve and comes back into the township. We did hold a hearing with those constituents concerned in that area about the annexation. I think we had 4 people attend, and we had 4 that submitted letters, and it was equally divided for and against. But most of the meeting, the topic wasn't annexation, it was snow blowing. Excuse me. So we had discussions with the county, and we've had discussion with them. I think we've been discussing this a couple of years and haven't been able to come to an agreement on how to divide up the maintenance on this road. And so the township kind of felt that we were the only way to solve the issue was annexation, and the issue is that we're spending our taxpayers' money on a road and technically is not in our township. So that's about all I have. I'll be glad to answer any questions if there are any.
Do you want to have the other testifier go as well, and then we'll take your questions?
Thank you, Madam Chair and committee members. My name is Brett Skiles, and I'm the Itasca County Administrator, and I'm here on behalf of the Itasca County Board of Commissioners. Last fall, Ken did come and present this annexation concept to the county board, and after a few questions, very few questions, and very little discussion at the board table, and the county engineer also presented at that meeting, And after that presentation, the county board voted unanimously to support the annexation. Ken did a nice job describing kind of the uniqueness of this area, the low population, and the only way you get to this unorganized township road is by a township road. So we believe that the annexation is in the best interest of both Harris Township and the public in general.
Thank you. Is there anybody in the audience that wants to testify on the bill? Seeing none, are there any questions from the representatives? Representative Hertaus.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Representative Lehman, for bringing this forward. Just a question with regard to the legal description. Are you just adding this part of the township annexation? It's kind of gerrymandered by the lake, or are you annexing the entire township to the other township?
No, Madam Chair, no, it's we're just that point.
Just the point.
And if you would like, I have a kind of a larger map that shows a larger view of the township and might be a better picture to look at as far as exactly what we're after is just.
Madam Chair, thank you. No, you you answered my question. I have the little one basically showing the boundary line, and looks like you got 16 or 18 property owners in that little area, so you don't have the 20 property owners in the area in question. So
correctly, and I think we have a total of six that are permanent residents, and the rest are just summer residents.
Okay.
Thank Representative Hertaus.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Are there any other questions? Okay. In that case, it looks like we're ready for the vote. All those in favor of House File 3804, say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign.
I'm sorry, what?
Well, we didn't move it. Where does... Okay. This is going to be returned to government operations. So again.
Yes, I believe that's the path. So I think I would just request that it be moved on to government operations, and thank you.
Okay. I am going to move Representative McDonald.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to say it. Maybe Representative Lehman said it already, but on behalf of our side of the aisle, we want to thank you for your willingness to work with us and giving us a hearing, even though it was kind of quickly scheduled. But nevertheless, we really appreciate your willingness to cooperate and work with us and work for the betterment of Minnesota and particularly Itasca County.
Thank you. Again, I'll move House File 3804 to be returned to government operations. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. The bill is done, and you are on your way to government operations.
Thank you, Madam Chair and committee members.
And thank you for coming and testifying. Have a good day. Is there any additional comments, questions before we adjourn? If not, we are adjourned.